This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. At least 15 Israeli soldiers were killed over the weekend in combat in Gaza, and public support for the war is being tested, with the death toll continuing to climb. We hear more from Linda Gradstein.
I think, you know, it's day 79 of the war. It was a bad weekend in terms of Israeli casualties. So the mood is heavy, sad, and I think people are kind of growing tired of the war. But that said, there's still kind of a sense that now that Israel has started, that it would be a mistake to end it before the goals are achieved. Although there are some reports that possibly some kind of a deal for the end of the war is starting to come together.
Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem. At least 68 people, including a baby, have been killed in Gaza, and an AP reporter on the scene watched bodies and wounded being carried into a new nearby hospital. The latest bloodshed comes in a weekend that has marked some of the war's deadliest airstrikes, and a health ministry spokesperson says the toll will likely rise after the strike on a refugee camp. Russian attacks on southern Ukraine's Kherson region have killed 5 civilians Sunday, according to Ukrainian officials, while Russian-installed officials in the eastern town of Horlivka said one person was killed as a result of Kyiv's shelling. VOA cannot independently verify either the Russian or Ukrainian reports. Moscow and Kyiv deny targeting civilians. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to follow The Voice of America on your favorite social media platform, YouTube, Instagram, or X, formerly known as Twitter. This is VOA News. One of China's most powerful earthquakes in recent years killed at least 149 people in a remote northwestern region, according to state media, with 2 people remaining missing after the 6.2 magnitude quake hit a week ago. Gansu bore the brunt of the quake's wrath, and more than 200,000 homes were wrecked and 15,000 were on the brink of collapse, according to Chinese state media. Police in Serbia fired tear gas to prevent hundreds of opposition supporters from entering the capital city's council building Sunday in a protest of what election observers said were widespread voter irregularities during the general election last weekend. The country's populist authorities have denied rigging the vote and described the election to fill parliament and local offices as being fair. Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić said on Sunday that the claims were blatant lies promoted by political opposition. An observation mission made up of representatives of international rights watchdogs reported multiple irregularities, including cases of bought votes and stuffing of ballot boxes. A charter plane sequestered while carrying 303 Indians to Nicaragua was authorized to leave Sunday to leave the French airport where it had been grounded for 4 days for a human trafficking investigation. A lawyer for the airline said the plane would take many of the stranded passengers back to India on Monday. VOA's Kim Lewis has this report as Christmas has come to Bethlehem.
Jesus' birthplace is empty amidst Christmas season, leaving businesses struggling to keep their doors open. Nabil Giacomin, a souvenir shop owner in iconic Manger Square on Christmas Eve Sunday.
For me, I'm 38 years old. I've never saw Bethlehem that sad because, you know, the war in Gaza affected us. And it's not, we can't say Gaza is not part of us. Gaza is part of Palestine, and Palestine is part of Gaza.
This year, there is no Christmas tree in Manger Square, no traditional festive parade with colorful decorations and cheerful music. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has issued a Christmas message to his country, assuring them of eventual victory over Russia. In the message released on Sunday, Zelensky speaks of praying for the end of the war. For the first time, Ukraine will celebrate Christmas Day on December 25th after Zelensky signed a new law into passing to move the holiday from January 7th, which is observed by the Russian Orthodox Church. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.